What if everything we've been taught about parenting is fundamentally backward? When Oprah Winfrey declared Dr. Shefali Tabari's work revolutionary, she wasn't exaggerating. As youth mental health crises reach unprecedented levels and anxiety disorders skyrocket among children, we're witnessing the catastrophic failure of traditional parenting approaches. The problem isn't that parents don't love their children enough, it's that we've been fighting the wrong battle entirely. Most parenting advice focuses on controlling children's behavior, managing tantrums, enforcing rules. But what if the real work isn't about fixing our kids at all? What if the transformation must begin with us, the parents, confronting our own unhealed wounds and unconscious patterns? Parenting creates an emotional investment unlike any other relationship. We experience euphoric highs watching first steps and devastating lows during health scares, all while maintaining total commitment we can't simply abandon. Yet here's the cruel irony. We're expected to guide these small humans through their formative years while we ourselves remain emotionally immature and still evolving. A sleep-deprived parent battling postpartum anxiety can't always respond perfectly to a colicky baby. A stressed professional might overreact to homework resistance. We're asked to be experts without training, therapists without degrees, and saints without flaws. This isn't just another parenting strategy. It's a complete paradigm shift that challenges everything we think we know about raising children. Children operate with entirely different brains, requiring a language most adults never learned. That grocery store tantrum isn't manipulation. It's an overwhelmed nervous system. The slammed door isn't defiance, it's clumsy independence seeking. Yet our culture insists parenting should come naturally, leaving parents to suffer in silence. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your reactions reveal almost nothing about your child and everything about your unresolved past. When your daughter melts down, what arises? Rage? Anxiety? The urge to flee? These responses connect directly to your childhood wounds. Consider Ellie, who blamed her nightmare teenage daughter Becca for their deteriorating relationship. Through painful self-reflection, Ellie discovered her harsh reactions stemmed from her own absent mother and deep feelings of unworthiness. When Becca withdrew, it triggered Ellie's abandonment fears, causing the very criticism that pushed her daughter away. This is conscious parenting's radical premise. Children serve as awakeners who mirror our inner landscape and reveal what needs healing. Every conflict reflects your consciousness, not your child's defiance. In this spiritual partnership, children raise parents as much as parents raise children. They force us to confront long-ignored parts of ourselves. Before birth, you scripted your child's entire life. A genius destined for greatness, a Disneyland existence of perpetual success. Even after reality shatters these fantasies, you keep casting new movies. They bang on tables, so you buy drums and book lessons. They show athletic promise, and you're envisioning scholarships and Olympic glory. Children forced into these parental scripts feel misplaced and claustrophobic, developing a gnawing inauthenticity that haunts them into adulthood. When gymnast Sonia wanted to quit her team, parents David and Marcia couldn't accept it. They'd become attached to her identity as a star athlete, fearing lost college options and their own identity as champion parents. Only when they recognized how their conditional love was suffocating Sonia could they release control. Freed from expectations, Sonia discovered drawing, developed friendships, and experienced genuine joy. Our obsession with perfect children stems from inner unworthiness. The less worthy we feel, the more we control our children. By releasing fantasies, we discover our children at a soul level, rather than molding them into supporting characters in our unfinished stories. The path begins with self-reflection. Why am I feeling this way? How does this moment remind me of my past? What unmet need am I projecting onto my child? We all wear ego masks to protect vulnerable inner selves. These masks developed when childhood authenticity wasn't validated, creating a fearful inner child convinced of their unworthiness. To protect this wounded child, we created imposter egos, collections of masks worn to artificially gain validation. Five major categories dominate. Fighters manage fear through anger and control. The enforcer values rules over feelings. The exploder uses rage. The critic gains significance through negativity. Fixers are overdoers who rescue and solve problems. The enabler weakens children by doing everything for them. The superhero positions themselves as ultimate authority. Feigners are attention seekers who thrive on praise and meticulously arrange life for public display. Freezers are emotionally absent despite physical presence. The half-assed parent participates reluctantly. The deadbeat is completely checked out. Fleers abandon responsibilities entirely. The yo-yo parent appears and disappears unpredictably. The abandoner vanishes completely. Recognizing these patterns doesn't make you bad. It makes you human. Awareness becomes the key to breaking cycles, though expect ego regression when your masks sense their stronghold weakening. Most parents remain trapped in negative patterns, failing to recognize their egos while blaming their children. When a child says, "I hate you," fighter parents attack back, fixer parents enable to regain approval, Feigner parents gloss over problems, freezer parents retreat emotionally, and Fleer parents disconnect completely. Each response prioritizes parental needs over the child's feelings. Breaking these patterns requires recognizing body alarm signals, the 5 A's: anger, anxiety, attention seeking, avoidance, and abandonment. Healing means activating our third eye, our insightful self, the nurturing inner parent we never had. This third eye provides the soothing voice that calms fears without judgment. By pausing to identify bodily reactions before they trigger ego masks, we access true feelings and break dysfunction cycles. When our inner child feels validated by this insightful self, our ego no longer needs protective reactive behaviors, creating inner calm that allows us to set aside egoic reactions and truly attune to our child's needs. Traditional discipline yelling, shaming, spanking, timeouts, grounding is toxic and ego-centered, teaching children that domination resolves conflict. These punishment-based approaches create temporary behavioral changes but leave lasting emotional scars. The conscious alternative emphasizes connection before correction through negotiation, boundaries, and consequences. Negotiation empowers children by validating their perspectives and nurturing their inner authority. True boundaries differ from fear-based walls. They emerge organically from growth and self-worth. Rather than reactive restrictions targeting specific behaviors, establish universal life principles: mutual respect, honesty, consideration for others. Children must experience their own consequences to develop resilience and wisdom. When parents step aside, life becomes the most effective teacher. Consider Melissa, who switched from engineering to culinary school against her parents' wishes. Their over-control led to an eating disorder. When they released control, she flourished as a successful chef. By adolescence, parents should gradually release control, by college, almost completely. Children need age-appropriate challenges, pain, heartbreak, disappointments, to develop emotional resilience. When we abandon punitive techniques, we enter a paradigm of mutual respect where children feel genuinely empowered and view parents as trusted allies. Conscious parenting requires courage and self-reflection. As you shed ego masks and embrace authenticity, expect disorientation, seeing everything with new eyes. This awakening can feel isolating as others may resist your approach. Transformation requires only one parent. When it comes to children's well-being, it must come first. Children naturally approach life with wonder, while adults live in anxiety. Finding the yes doesn't mean indulging every whim, but aligning with their desires so they feel understood. Offer validation, "Yes, I understand," or acknowledgement, "Yes, let's plan," without necessarily giving in. Release guilt about past behaviors. Your children need you as you are: ordinary, fallible, authentic, and willing to heal. The journey involves unfamiliar steps and stumbles. Your children will witness this liberation and rejoice, knowing it becomes part of their destiny too. In a world obsessed with perfect parenting, we've forgotten the most powerful gift: our own healing. The revolution starts with the courage to look in the mirror and begin transformation within yourself.